MTG Final Fantasy Collector Cards to Watch in 2026. Chocobo's Artist Cards Surge Foils and Through the Ages. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Magic X Final Fantasy is a genuine collecting event because three kinds of demand overlap. Final Fantasy character and artist loyalty, Magic play demand, and unusually deep treatment scarcity. Watch the serialized and neon traveling Chocobos, premium commander faces such as Yestola and Cloud, artist cards, through the ages staples and mechanically important cards such as Vivian Buster Sword. But buy the exact card you love when possible. Opening collector boosters is entertainment, not a retirement plan. Magic: The Gathering X Final Fantasy is one of the best collecting opportunities the hobby has produced in years. But only if you define opportunity correctly. Hasbro reported that the release became Magic's highest selling set by net revenue. Wizards built far more than a logo swap. A 309-card standard set, 4 commander decks, a 64-card Through the Ages bonus sheet, Final Fantasy artist cards, character treatments, woodblock treatments, scene products, Chocobo products, and a scarcity ladder that reaches a serialized run of 77. That makes the set unusually rich for collectors, not automatically profitable. Puzzlewick's museum guide rule is simple. Learn the object before you chase the price. This guide walks across four pillars. The lore that creates attachment. The collecting taxonomy that prevents expensive confusion. The mechanical intelligence that reveals durable play demand. And the accessories that keep the collection from becoming a humored little tragedy. Is Magic X Final Fantasy really a special collecting opportunity? Yes, because fandom, play, and scarcity are pulling in the same direction. Hasbro's 2025 annual report called Final Fantasy the highest-selling Magic set of all time by net revenue. That is stronger evidence than launch week noise. The official product record also shows why the audience stayed broad. Standard players received Finn. Commander players received Fick. Final Fantasy collectors received artist-led treatments and scene products, and established Magic collectors received recognizable cards through FCA. The important distinction is between attention and certainty. High sales create a large installed base, not guaranteed scarcity. A base card printed at enormous volume may remain affordable even when everybody loves the character. A premium treatment can be scarce but fragile if nobody wants the card underneath. The most interesting watchlist objects sit where character love, useful game text, and a clearly documented treatment meet. Yumi's first move is not opening a browser tab full of prices. It is writing one sentence. I collect Final Fantasy VII characters. I collect Yoshitaka Amano art. Or I collect cards I can play in Commander. That sentence is the velvet rope that keeps every shiny object from wandering into your cart. How do Finn, Fick, and FCA change card identity? The three set codes tell you what kind of object you are holding. Finn is the 309-card standard legal main set. Fick is the commander product family, including new cards built for those decks. FCA is the 64-card Through the Ages bonus sheet. Existing Magic cards wearing Final Fantasy artwork. Fick and FCA are Commander, Legacy, and Vintage legal. With individual reprints legal anywhere their underlying Magic card is already legal. This matters because two cards can feature the same character while serving completely different collectors. A Finn borderless character card belongs to the main set's treatment map. A Fick borderless commander face may come from collector boosters and connect to a heavily built commander. An FCA card is collected partly for the marriage between an established Magic staple and Final Fantasy art. Search by name plus set code plus collector number plus finish. Searching only, Cloud Foil is how a charming evening becomes an accidental seminar in returns. Which traveling Chocobo treatments are actually rare. The Chocobo family is the cleanest case study in documented scarcity. The ordinary borderless non-foil and traditional foil versions can appear in play and collector boosters. Four neon ink colors, pink, green, yellow, and blue, appear in collector boosters. The black treatment is printed only in Japanese, even when it is found in collector boosters sold in other languages. At the summit sit 77 serialized golden copies, found only in English-language collector boosters. All of those versions are mechanically identical. The premium is story, treatment and supply, not stronger game text. That makes the family wonderful to collect by a chosen finish and terrible to chase without a ceiling. A collector can build a satisfying page around the accessible borderless card, the four neon colors, or the black card without pretending that serialized gold is a normal completion requirement. One more reality check. Official images of the rarest Chocobos are digital renders, not documentary photographs of cards. Puzzlewick labels them accordingly and uses Scryfall card records for exact collector identity. Which MTG Final Fantasy collector cards deserve a watchlist? A watchlist is a study list, not a buy alert. Yashtola matters because EDHREC recorded more than 37,000 decks and a climb to its fourth most popular commander position in April 2026. Cloud, Terra, Tifa, Yuna and Sephiroth have both character demand and premium fic or fin treatments. Vivian Buster Sword add mechanical attention. Rhystic Study represents the Through the Ages lane, a famous magic card whose Final Fantasy treatment can appeal to players who are collecting magic before this crossover existed. As of Puzzleweek's August 14, 2026 Scryfall snapshot, the widest treatment spreads tended to appear on rare surge foils, special collector numbers and the Japanese Black Chocobo. Those prices are evidence of current market separation, not future value. Use them to understand which version you are looking at. Do not use them to talk yourself into a card you did not want yesterday. The second watchlist. Terra, Tifa, Yuna, Vivian Buster Sword, these are not consolation prizes. They are different collecting theses. Terra, Tifa and Yuna have premium character treatments that can anchor a character page without requiring a serialized lottery. Vivi has meaningful competitive and commander attention attached to a beloved character. Buster Sword is both a franchise icon and a card players may actually put into decks. That combination often produces a healthier collecting story than a treatment whose only argument is rarity. Compare like with like. A Surge Foil Commander treatment should be compared with the same collector number and finish, not the ordinary card. A Borderless Artist card should be identified by artist and collector number. A Buster Sword bought for a deck has a different condition threshold from one bought as the visual center of a Final Fantasy, VII page. Artist cards and Through the Ages. Collect the conversation between two histories. This is the crossover's most museum-like lane. Wizards commissioned 10 Borderless Artist cards from creators with Final Fantasy history, including Yoshitaka Amano, Tetsuya Nomura and other artists connected to the games. Those cards appear in non-foil and traditional foil in play and collector boosters. Through the Ages takes a different route. 64 established Magic cards receive Final Fantasy art. Non-foil FCA cards can appear in play and collector boosters. Traditional foils are in collector boosters. Collectors coming from Final Fantasy should catalog the artist before the marketeer. Magic players should catalog the underlying card before the character. Rhystic Study is compelling, because it is already one of Commander's most recognizable draw engines. Its Final Fantasy image does not need to invent a use case. An inexpensive artist card by your favorite creator may be more coherent in your collection than the 10th most expensive card on a weekly chart. Should you buy the card, open the box, or walk away, buy the exact card when the card is the goal. Open sealed product when the opening is part of the evening. A play booster box is the better social and discovery purchase. Draft, sealed play, broad fin exposure and occasional FCA cards. A collector booster box concentrates premium treatments and is the relevant sealed path for surge character cards and serialized gold. But it does not turn randomness into value. The Chocobo Bundle is a themed shelf object with play boosters, lands, promos and a click wheel. It is not a substitute for collector boosters when a rare Chocobo treatment is your stated target. Walk away when the seller's image does not match the collector number, when a price is justified only by a previous sale with a different finish, or when a purchase requires future appreciation to feel good. A collectible should be allowed to remain flat in price and still make the binder better. How to inspect and protect premium Final Fantasy cards condition is part of the object. Under neutral light, check front and back centering, corners, edge whitening, surface scratches and foil curvature. Photograph the card before sleeving if it is expensive enough that future identification matters. Use a clean inner sleeve only when your storage system is designed for double sleeving. Forcing a card through a tight sleeve does more harm than a sensible single sleeve in a side-loading binder. Foils dislike heat, moisture swings, and pressure. In Thailand and other humid climates, store cards vertically in a stable room, use a sealed case with fresh desiccant, and inspect rather than forgetting them. Do not place desiccant directly against cards. The complete collection guide linked below builds a binder architecture around games, characters and set codes, so the archive remains enjoyable instead of becoming a spreadsheet with anxiety. Final verdict. MTGX Final Fantasy is a rare collecting opportunity because it has record-setting audience scale, meaningful play demand, deep official treatment design and genuine Final Fantasy art history. The smart path is not to chase everything. Choose a thesis. Identify the exact set code and collector number. Buy singles for precision, open sealed product for the experience and preserve the cards as carefully as the story deserves. Frequently asked questions. What is the rarest MTG Final Fantasy card? The serialized Golden Traveling Chocobo is limited to 77 numbered copies and appears only in English language collector boosters. Is the Black Traveling Chocobo serialized? Number 8 is a Japanese-only printing treatment found in collector boosters across languages, but is not one of the 77 serialized golden copies. Can play boosters contain Through the Ages cards? Yes. Wizards states that a non-foil Through the Ages card appears in roughly one of every three play boosters. Traditional foil FCA cards are in collector boosters. Can play boosters contain Surge foil character cards? Number Surge foil borderless character cards are collector booster treatments. Are Fin, FIC and FCA equally legal in standard? Number Fin is standard legal. FIC and FCA are primarily commander, legacy and vintage products. Although an individual FCA reprint is legal in formats where the underlying card is already legal. Why is Yashtola on the watchlist? Because the character has premium treatments and a substantial commander audience. EDHREC reported more than 37,000 decks and a number 4 popularity position in April 2026. That is a dated demand signal, not a future price guarantee. Should I buy collector boosters to get one specific card? Usually no. Buy the exact single when that card is the goal. Open collector boosters when the premium opening experience itself is worth the cost. Are the Neon Chocobos mechanically different? Number the premium traveling Chocobo versions are mechanically identical to the accessible printings. What is the best first collecting theme? Choose one character, one mainland game, one artist, one treatment family or one playable deck. A narrow finish line creates a much better collection than undirected accumulation. Are MTG Final Fantasy cards investments? Puzzlewick does not treat collectibles as investments. Prices can fall, reprints can change, demand and condition matters. Buy objects you would still enjoy if their market price stayed flat.